Hi, and welcome to another podcast from After Athena in relation to a recent case update. Today we will be talking about a case where an apprentice with childcare responsibilities who was accused of skiving, winning her tribunal claim for direct sex discrimination. Now, in this case, the respondent was a small family-run accountancy firm who had been offering apprenticeship programmes for a number of years, specifically since 2013. The firm was established by Mr. and Mrs. Buffery and employed several chartered accountants over the years, including Mrs. Thompson, who had been involved in training up to 15 of their apprentices. The claimant was the first apprentice to have childcare responsibilities, as she was a mother of two small children. The claimant had a successful interview with Mr. Buffery and Miss Thompson, and during the interview, the claimant mentioned her children. After the interview, however, Miss Thompson warned Mr. and Mrs. Buffery against hiring somebody with children, expressing concerns that the claimant would not have had enough time to complete her work. At the hearing, Miss Thompson said that she raised this, as she would with any candidate who had other specific significant time commitments, such as a hobby or sport, and specifically referred to rowing. After being offered the apprenticeship, the respondent agreed to reduce working hours for the claimant, which would allow her to start later and finish earlier than her colleagues. A short time later, Mrs. Buffery told the claimant that she didn't need to come into the office on Fridays due to her long commute and family circumstances. There was some dispute at the hearing about how the claimant should use her Friday mornings for the immediate term. Ultimately, the tribunal found that there was an expectation that it would be used for college work or training in the longer term, but that in the short term, the claimant could take Fridays off work. During her time at the accountancy firm, the claimant felt that her childcaring responsibilities were a point of concern for Miss Thompson, who told the claimant that she had doubts about her ability to succeed due to having children. Additionally, Miss Thompson said that the claimant was skiving for taking Fridays off, which she later described as banter. The claimant was invited to a review meeting on the 20th of July 2023. The main topic of that conversation being how she would juggle her childcare commitments with work, and sadly, she was dismissed soon after. Now, in their judgment, the tribunal found that initially, Mr. and Mrs. Buffery had been very accommodating of the claimant and wished for her to do well. However, their position changed when they adopted Miss Thompson's assumptions about her ability to complete her studies in light of her family circumstances. The tribunal did not accept that analogy could be drawn between a woman with childcare responsibilities and a man with a time-intensive hobby or sport. The tribunal accepted that there would be a large amount of work involved in completing the apprenticeship, and that Miss Thompson would have to manage all apprentices' expectations in that regard. However, they found that Miss Thompson had an unconscious discriminatory view that by virtue of being a mother, the claimant was less likely to be able to complete the work than others. Furthermore, the tribunal found that comments made by Miss Thompson, such as questioning whether someone with children could succeed at the firm and saying that the claimant was skiving, amounted to less favourable treatment as they were directly linked to her childcaring responsibilities. It also concluded that these comments, along with her dismissal, amounted to direct sex discrimination. The claimant's treatment was found to be a detriment, as it was based on the assumption that women bear a greater share of childcare responsibilities. Therefore, the claimant's claim of direct sex discrimination was upheld, and her award is due to be decided early this year at a remedy hearing. This case clearly provides an effective reminder for employers to be alert to the protections employees have against sex and family-related discrimination, and the need for clear and fair processes when recruiting, as well as managing family-related adjustments. In this case, the respondent initially agreed to reduce the claimant's working hours to accommodate her childcare responsibilities, but their later comments and actions suggested that the firm did not fully support her role as a working mother. If you have any questions in relation to adjustments for childcare reasons or discrimination, please don't hesitate to contact a member of the After Athena team, part of the NAPTHANS group, who are able to offer 30 minutes of free advice to QCS members. Hopefully this podcast has been helpful and interesting, and if you have any questions, please do let us know.